This podcast is supported by FedEx.
FedEx offers picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday.
See the FedEx service guide for delivery information.
FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business.
Absolutely, positively, FedEx. Today's show is sponsored by Acura.
The spirit of performance is what defines Acura.
And now, it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet.
Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own.
Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com. Sponsorship for this show comes from SoFi Invest. Alternative investments are now available on SoFi. Unlock the potential to build and protect your wealth with alts, including real estate, venture capital, pre-IPO unicorns, and more at SoFi.com/tboy.
Alternative investment funds have unique risks, including the risk of loss, may charge high fees, can be illiquid, and aren't suitable for all investors. Investors should carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, expenses, and important information contained in a fund's prospectus prior to investing. SoFi Securities LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And this is Snacks Daily. It is Tuesday, April 30th, and this is the best Snacks Daily ever yet.
Markets are at a record high.
Not too shabby.
It's a good start.
Jack still got a case of bachelor party voice.
I'm back from the bachelor party. My voice is...
AKA karaoke throat.
Unbelievable time
now,
in the Conquer Republic.
Stocks have hit record highs. We went in and we found three fantastic stories for
you. We're kicking it off with Spotify.
Yes.
It revealed it has 100 million paying customers. That is elite status.
And its recent moves signify it can find harmony with a new business model.
Second company is Airbnb. Third company is Marriott. But we're packing into one story.
Two for one.
Both made big announcements.
Now, Airbnb is becoming more like Marriott. Marriott now is becoming more like Airbnb. It's actually kind of cute.
It is. I like that story.
Twins.
Third and final story, PetSmart. It filed for an IPO.
Seems nice.
But not for itself.
Go on.
Just for its online pet, which is called Chewy.com.
Now, Chewy.com now delivers almost half all the dog food online in the United States. We got to get into this business model.
But first, we have to talk about some troubling news from our neighbors up north.
Are you talking about the Hamburglar?
I am.
It's a serious situation.
It's causing a stir in the Canadian press.
A bunch of Canadians nationwide are waking up after watching the Stanley Cup playoffs and saying, wait a second, I didn't order an Egg McMuffin, eh?
No.
They
We're talking about the McDonald's app. Some customers are having fraudulent transactions placed and money is being stolen.
There is a thief who apparently is really hungry and does not have a balanced diet going through and literally ordering things from a bunch of apps, and people didn't do it.
And he really aims for like the low-hanging McMuffin because these are like $10 thefts he's taking
now,
left and right.
Canadians are very politely letting law enforcement know that someone has broken into their apps. And now he is the Hamburglar, or she.
There are dozens and dozens of reports. We don't know who it is. This isn't good news for McDonald's, but
no.
You could file this in the any press is good press category.
This is pretty nice for them. CSI, not necessarily on it. We are.
You're tuned in to Snacks Daily. We spoke to the lawyers and we gotta get something legal out the way. The snacks you're about to hear ain't food, it's ear candy. They don't reflect the views of the Robin Hood family. It's all informational, just so you know. We're not recommending any securities.
Nope.
It's not a research report or investment advice. Not an offer or sale of a security.
Right.
Snacks is digestible. Business news for you. Robin Hood Financial, LLC. Member FINRA /SIPC.
For our first story, Spotify just announced it has 100 million users.
100 million users!
With an M, but they're unprofitable by the millions.
And this shows why they love podcasts so
Oh
much.
My God, that's their new baby, right?
It's our new baby.
It's a new toy. It's an incredible
so
thing.
In the first quarter, Spotify announced that it has 217 million total users, 100 million of whom pay 10 bucks a month.
Now, that is up significantly.
38% from last year.
But can we give some context here?
Yeah. 100 million is twice as many paid subscribers as Apple Music.
As Apple. And that's like the dynamo in this place.
Now, the growth is being driven by family plan and student promotions.
You know what we're talking about, student promotions.
Yeah.
Jack, I'm still using my my Brown card to get that J. Crew discount.
Middlebury.edu has saved me quite a bit of bucks every month.
The real college admission scandal is people using their student IDs for the next 3 decades after school.
So it's offering these poor college students discounts, but the company thinks it'll be worth it because right. You'll become addicted to Spotify and eventually you'll have a job.
Yeah, you graduate, then you're like, oh crap, I'm actually paying $10 a month for this, but you'll eventually make money.
So those are the highlights. Let's transition to a low light.
Can we talk about the loss? Because that's a big $1 million number too.
I don't get it. Spotify lost $158 million last quarter.
But they have so many users. It's a natural question. Jack and I are banging our heads against the wall while we listen to this Adele soundtrack.
100 million people are paying $10 a month. I'm not good at math, but that's a lot of money. And Spotify is still losing money. So where is the money going?
So here's the thing. We jumped into it snack style. Most of that money is going to the record companies and musicians, like 70% of that money.
So Spotify only gets to keep 30% of the $10 a month you pay.
The rest it's dishing off to the people who are actually, I mean, let's be honest, making the creative music you're listening to.
Yeah, and the employees of Spotify. And with the rest of the money, it's actually buying podcast companies.
Jack, I like that transition. So what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Spotify?
This is why Spotify loves podcasts.
Over the last few months, Spotify has acquired Gimlet, Parcast, Anchor, all podcast production companies.
Yes, and it loves podcast companies because when people podcast...
Oh, Spotify gets to keep the money.
It keeps all the money.
No
70-30 split. It's 100% Spotify, baby.
Not too shabby.
Now, here's why. Spotify gets to keep all the money from its original podcast, naturally.
Because you subscribed.
Yeah, right. And it's Gimlet, and it acquired Gimlet.
Not to get kind of meta here, but if you're listening to Snacks Daily on Spotify right now, you kind of paid for Snacks Daily in a funny way, even though it's free.
Even though we're not getting any money from Spotify.
No, no big deal. No offense. Don't even worry about it.
Great transition, though, Nick. The non-Spotify original podcast likes Snacks Daily. It keeps all the money because podcasts are sponsored by their own ads within their own podcast.
Now, there's a key distinction here between podcasts and music because people tend to listen to podcasts for a long time, so less money would be owed to musicians.
Yeah. So Spotify kind of hopes that the whole world becomes addicted to podcasts because it is so good for their business model.
It's actually profitable, unlike your music streaming.
Now it's spending $500 million on new podcast stuff.
For our second story, Jack, have you ever gotten 2 hotel nights for the price of 1?
Not yet.
You're about to. Airbnb is creating a Marriott competitor.
And Marriott is creating an Airbnb competitor.
And then in a PR like leads nightmare, they decided to announce it on the exact same day.
This is like, you know, two neighbors building up Christmas decorations and trying to one-up each other.
More lights, Susan, more lights. Airbnb is partnering with a real estate developer called RXR Properties
to build up some awesome units in New York City with like hotel-like booking options.
Now, you'll notice Jack and I just used a lot of adjectives and nouns. We didn't actually use a specific proper noun to name this.
There is no one word to describe what happened.
In fact, in the press release, Airbnb said, quote unquote, this is a new category of urban lodging.
They describe it as curated and authentic New York City with the comforts of home.
Can I talk for a second on this?
Please do.
As a native New Yorker, I thought it was a little weird they described this as authentic with views of the Empire State Building in Midtown.
That is not an authentic New York
Your
City
average
experience.
New Yorker is not living in the middle of Midtown staring at the Empire State
Building. What Nick's trying to say is forget about it. That is not New York authenticity.
Yeah, you took the words right out of my mouth.
Now, the first unit is developing. Yes, it is Rockefeller Center. There's
pretty cool.
Be 10 floors that will be redeveloped with kitchen space, living room. It's going to be a big suite with a bunch of bedrooms.
It's going to be like a third party that comes in and cleans the thing. We don't know if there are going to be chocolates on the bed, but
sounds to me like the suite that the cast of the show Real World used to like party in and do things.
Except you don't have like 20 people who are all like jacked.
Site number 2 is going to be in Brooklyn Navy Yard, which is kind of a swanky up and coming neighborhood.
Pretty cool. And the reason they're doing this is because over the last few months, we've noticed Airbnb keeps referring to themselves as end-to-end travel platform.
Right. It recently bought Hotel Tonight in March for $400 million.
They launched like a magazine. They're having a media channel with like shows on travel.
And these new lodgings in New York, they're not going to be, you know, somebody's apartment that you're sharing.
No.
These are just straight up bookings. Very much more hotel.
Okay, so let's take a break.
Next up,
Marriott.
The 91-year-old hotel company is trying to get into Airbnb's turf.
Now, this is kind of like that situation when your parents got on Facebook.
Yes.
They're like just showing up and just trying to be in with the cool kids.
What Marriott understands is physical, huge hotels with giant concierges and ice machines.
So what they've launched is something called a U.S. rental platform known as Homes and Villas.
Yes, it's getting out of its comfort zone and it's building a tech platform where homeowners can list their unit on Marriott's Airbnb-like thing.
Now, here's the key differentiator here, is that the advantage for Marriott is that you can redeem your Marriott rewards points to book one of these homes and villas.
You can also build up more and more Marriott reward points if you stay at these properties.
And then you can, you know, it's a little bit easier because you don't have to do some like awkward, you know, key handoff with some stranger in the middle of Bryant Park. Yeah. Instead, it's much more seamless.
Yeah. They have a third-party company that's going to handle all that for you. They'll also make sure that it's clean. They'll also make sure the Wi-Fi is up to snuff. So this is targeted to Marriott frequent travelers who don't want a gritty Airbnb experience.
Right. They want a little less charm and a little more convenience. They don't want to think, oh my God, is this toilet seat really off-white or is it...
Or is it off-white?
Right. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Marriott and Airbnb?
Interesting. Marriott has loyalty from old people. Airbnb has trust from young people.
What we just described, if you just rewind this thing a few clicks and re-listen, it's the exact same product, but it's targeting different customers.
You see it in the name. Look at Airbnb. Its name is so great.
Like, Airbnb.
It's so quick. Look at what Marriott just rolled out. It's called officially Homes and Villas by Marriott International.
It sounds like a nonfiction book.
Clearly, they're not targeting the same customers, even though they're doing pretty much the same thing.
Now, over the last few years, Marriott ignored Airbnb as a competitor. Now, they're on each other's turf. For our third and final story, PetSmart just announced an IPO, but it's not for PetSmart. It's for Chewy.com.
Chewy.com is PetSmart's online-focused, subscription-based food stuff.
Throw a couple more trend words in there, please.
IPOs are so in right now.
There's so many IPOs. Who isn't IPOing these days?
Everybody is IPOing.
Everyone's got a friend IPOing.
A couple months ago, Lyft.
Uber's coming up. Beyond Meat's this week.
This week.
Slack told us on Friday it's going to be IPOing very
soon. WeWork said yesterday it's confidentially filed to prepare to IPO.
I think my aunt's IPOing. Everyone is IPOing.
IPO Palooza, IPO Fest, IPO don't care.
But we wanted to focus on one in particular because it's not getting enough attention, but it says a lot.
So Chewy.com listed its S1 document, put everything on the table and told investors everything about it.
Now, what I love about this S1 document is Jack and I were going through this thing. The first 5 pages are puppy photos.
It feels a little too fun.
It almost is like an influencer feed on like Instagram.
Investing serious and puppies aren't so serious.
Page 3 should not be adorable in your S1.
So first, they told us about the co-founders. Met in 2011.
Right. 2 college dropouts met in a chat room. Turns out one of them had an apricot teacup poodle.
Okay. That breed sounds totally made up.
We don't actually believe it exists, but it's incredible sounding.
And the company decided to focus on outstanding customer service so that pet owners get what they want when they need it.
And like 2-day shipping.
Amazon Prime style.
Exactly. Then in 2017, PetSmart came along, a big private company, and decided to buy Chewy.com.
For $3 billion to complement its 1,600 brick-and-mortar physical locations.
They needed an online help, and Chewy.com provided it.
Chewy.com, though, it's not just an online place that you can get the same stuff at the stores.
No, this is what fascinated Jack and I and why we wanted to jump into this IPO in particular right now. Because it's not just selling online, it's selling online strategically.
The first thing you see at Chewy.com is AutoShip. That
exactly.
is their subscription service.
And it's perfect
they
for
give
pets.
You a giant discount on your first order if you agree to kind of set it and forget it, Showtime rotisserie grill style, so that it comes every month. On call.
Right. Now, we would take wonderful care of our dogs if Jack and I had dogs. But most dogs aren't going to care if they're getting salmon one week or turkey the next week.
They're also not going to remind you that you need more salmon because I ate what was in the bowl last night.
No. If they're going to pee on the rug, they're going to pee on the rug.
Subscription makes a lot of sense for pet food, and Chewy.com is doing it.
All right. So then the second fascinating element of their business model is the loss leader.
Yes. The loss leader is when you maybe make a loss on something because you can make profits in other places. We see it with Chewy.com with these giant, heavy, like 50-pound bags of dog food.
Exactly. You're going to load up on dog food for the long term. And if you pay $49 or more for a bag of dog food, shipping is free.
And free shipping is expensive for heavy dog food.
That stuff's literally, it's like dog-sized.
If I recall from Newman in Seinfeld,
please.
Shipping is dependent on weight for how much it costs. So this is probably causing a loss for Chewy.com, but they know you'll stick to the company and come back for other things.
Yeah, not every dog is going to need a dog toy, but if you're already getting your food for Fido over there every week through Chewy.com, you may as well throw in the bone every now and
then. Seems to be working too. 45% of all dog and cat food delivered online is from Chewy in the United States.
Too shabby. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Chewy.com?
Chewy has identified a cultural trend and it has run with it.
Two wonderful words for you here. These deserve to be in the dictionary. Pet humanization. They referenced it like half a dozen times in their IPO filing. Definition?
Seeing pets as part of the family.
Use it in a sentence, please, Jack.
I see my pet Fido as the golden boy in my family. I like him much more than these other two.
Take my firstborn child. We're keeping Sparky and putting him up at the kitchen table.
So you are seeing some premium products being offered to pets.
Right. This is where Chewy.com sees pet humanization happening. First with consumables.
Which I like to call edibles for petables.
Talk to me.
Free-range human-grade chicken you can feed these animals.
We're talking like orthopedic dog beds.
Another sign of this trend, services.
Yes.
People are spending a lot of money on their pets.
I'm pretty sure you can like get an Olympian to walk your dog these days.
You got grooming, sitting, pet walking. It's all become very high end.
And very
Chewy.com
luxurious.
Sees people spending this kind of money and they're going for it.
Now, it knows if it can get your foot in the door with those huge free delivered dog bags, you'll probably spend on these other things too.
Burt's Bees dog shampoo.
It's
on Chewy.com.
Let's make it happen. Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for us?
Let's go. Spotify's 100 million users are unprofitable. That's
deeply.
Why it's going hard into podcasts.
Full disclosure, Spotify does not sponsor this podcast.
It doesn't.
We have no involvement with it.
Marriott is offering an Airbnb for old people, and Airbnb is offering a Marriott for young people.
It's a love-hate relationship between those two, and it's kind of awkward.
Chewy.com is the IPOing company with high-end subscription pet stuff.
It knows your teacup apricot, what was it, a golden doodle? It knows that thing is your everything. And by the way, if you have one of those, please send us a picture.
It's your everything.
We don't even believe that exists. It can be a rescue or not a rescue. No judgments from the snacks team. Now, time for our snack fact of the day.
Backed by popular demand.
So true. Actually, people were tweeting about us.
More Key West highlights.
Okay.
First, Harry Truman, the president, had his summer White House on the island.
And then this one's kind of perfect. Hemingway met his third wife there.
Yes, he did. But we didn't see any of that.
No.
We had 13 guys on a boat. We ate a ton of seafood. Listen to a lot of Jimmy Buffett.
It was actually pretty tame. I had like multiple chocolate-covered key lime pies on a stick.
Those were solid.
They were fantastic. Also, one more key Jimmy Buffett line right here.
We looked it up.
We were curious. Like, Jimmy Buffett's probably made a good amount of money.
He's lived the dream.
Turns out he's worth about $600 million.
Cheeseburger in paradise.
Well, he's got a chain, he's got the music, and he's even got his own beer.
Now, a couple other stories we have to mention. They're in our Snacks Daily newsletter.
Please.
Google, it reported earnings. They were really bad.
We'll cover that. And then, remember when we told you a couple weeks ago that Burger King was whipping out a plant-based meat product called the Impossible Burger?
That was just in St. Louis. But it's expanding nationwide.
Yes, Impossible Burgers from the Impossible Burger Company are going to be in Burger Kings everywhere.
Thank you for tuning in to today's Snacks Daily Podcast.
We're going to rest our voices and can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. The Robinhood Snacks podcast you just heard reflects the opinions of only the hosts who are associated persons of Robinhood Financial LLC and does not reflect the views of Robinhood Markets Inc. or any of its subsidiaries or affiliates. The podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to serve as a recommendation to buy or sell any security and is not an offer or sale of a security. The podcast is also not a research report and is not intended to serve as the basis of any investment decision. Robinhood Financial, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.
Nick and Jack here. Want to quickly tell you about the show Business Wars.
With the launch of ChatGPT, Sam Altman and OpenAI reinvigorated our imaginations and fears of a world with artificial intelligence. While the company looked like a stunning success from the outside, a battle was brewing within. Almost a year after launching ChatGPT, that battle erupted into a war when the company fired its charismatic CEO, Sam Altman.
From Wondery, Business Wars is a podcast about the biggest corporate rivalries of all time. And in the newest season, host David Brown digs into the philosophical differences within OpenAI that culminated in Sam Altman's shocking firing and what it means for the future and safety of AI in the modern world.
Follow Business Wars on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. And for more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more, Wondery means business.